Well, hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to another Super Smart Power Hour. And it's myself, Mike Barnes, and I have Dustin sitting to my right here. And we have a really exciting program tonight on all the updates of the Super Smart website. Plus, we have some exciting events coming up in the near future. How do you feel about it?
I'm pretty excited, too. And I want to thank everybody for being here tonight. I see a lot of names on the line that we know. Looks like Gus is with us tonight, Steve, Neil, Jacob, Kurt Johnson, Dave McMillan, Tony Ige is here, a lot of other of our friends too. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad you're here tonight.
Yeah, and this is we have a lot to cover tonight, so I'm not going to waste any time here. First, guys, as always, you're more than welcome to ask questions via the GoToWebinar interface. Tonight, as we go through this, because we're going to be jumping around from subject to subject, if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them during that subject. So in other words, you don't have to wait till the end of the show. Just ask questions while we're talking about a particular subject, and then we'll answer it for you. And once again, welcome to the Super Smart Power Hour. Now, here's what we're going to cover tonight. First, there was something that I heard on a webinar the other day that we're going to set straight, and I'll share something with you about that in a minute. And what's new with your Super Smart websites? Of course, we're going to share that with you. We have a website optimizing course coming up, which I'm really looking forward to. Dustin, I had you playing around with that today. How'd that go for you?
Oh, it's going real well. And by website optimizing course, that's what Mike likes to call it. Other people refer to it as search engine optimization or Web 2.0. It's all the same thing, and that's a brand new course that our customers have been begging us for that we finally came out with. And yes, Mike has had me doing a lot of blogging today, so I'm practicing what we preach myself personally. Previously, I'd had Mike do it or some other folks that we hired to do it, but I'm actually doing it myself so that we can show you how easy it really is.
Yeah, it's fun to put Dustin to work. It's usually the other way around, right?
As it should be.
And we're also going to share with you upcoming an Atlanta area investor bus tour that Dustin's putting together. We do have an upcoming Super Smart website event that will be a live event in Atlanta that we'll share with you. And let's just go ahead and start with, this is what we're going to share with you with the website. So I'll just go through all these little upgrades that we've added. We've improved the back office seller lead search, improved back office tenant buyer lead search. We've updated the wholesale website upgrade. Our basic sell sites gets a tenant buyer log now. We'll share that with you in a bit. Our leads for deeds and orphan leads program is going great, and we'll share a little bit more with you with that later. And then update to the editable web pages on your websites. We made it so easy to make changes to the public side of your website now. The Google video and YouTube video upgrade, we'll go over that and teach you how to use that. And then what's new with SuperSmart? Well, we have a six-week search engine optimization 101 website training class, which we just covered with you, the Atlanta Area Investor Bus Tour, and our upcoming SuperSmart website training event. See where it says they're free at the bottom of it? Wow.
Yes, I do. Yes. It's going to be free for all of our existing Super Smart customers who actually have a Super Smart website. We want you to come to our office, spend 3 days with us, so we can show you from A to Z how to use your Super Smart websites. If we were going to try to teach you everything you need to know via these webinars, we'd be here for 2 or 3 years. So we want you to come see us for a couple days, and we're going to tell you everything you need to know in 3 days and really cram a lot of information in there.
All right. Something I heard that I'd like to set straight. On the weekend, I'm a student as well. I'd like to tune in to other people's webinars, and I learn a lot from listening to other people. And I had it kind of upset me what I heard. I was listening to a webinar on search engine optimization because, I'm a student. I can't listen enough to pick up enough information. I'll listen to every one of them if I could. But this particular host or guru was talking about websites, and a customer asked the guru if having a website like SuperSmart Web Profits was good for the search engines. And what this search engine guru said was so false that I want to set it straight right now. What he said was that you've basically wasted your money because those websites are templated websites and the search engines don't pick them up because of duplicate content. Folks, we're not that silly. Maybe some of the other guru websites are like that, but not super smart websites. So I was just going to let Dustin take you on a little tour here just to set the facts straight. So, Dustin, you go ahead and take the controls and let's show people what we got.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, I had a laugh, too, when you told me that because, you know, we've been doing this for, what, over 10 years, building websites and doing search engine optimization, so it's nothing new to us. But a lot of these so-called gurus, SEO gurus, a lot of them are like these overnight gurus. They give themselves a fancy label, and all of a sudden they're a search engine optimizing expert. Yeah, Mike said that basically they said that our sites don't optimize very well. So I'm going to show you three different quick examples of some really generic search terms where our customer sites and ours show up on the first two, three pages of Google and Yahoo. So the first one is sell your house in 7 days, which is a popular search phrase for our industry. And I'm going to scroll down and show you a couple. This is us. This one is us. Scroll down a little bit further. Just keep looking. Let's go to the page two. You'll notice in here a lot of these YouTube videos and a lot of these blogs popping up all of a sudden. That's what we've been teaching you, and that's what we're going to teach you in that 6-week optimization course. Walk Away Today is one of our sites. Scroll down a little further. Well, that's what I mean by our sites. Yeah. These are super smart sites. Scroll down a little bit further. HP Investment Group is one of our sites. I'm just going by looking at these. I recognize these domains. This is Stefan Cassian's site of ours right there. That's page two. So we get about three or four or five listings there so far. Keep scrolling down. Let's see. Blog Catalog. This is actually one of Mike's blogs I'm seeing right here showing up. Scroll down a little bit further. I think TomBuysHouses.com is one of our sites. Alpha Home Buyers is definitely one of our sites. That's the first three pages. Alpha Home Buyers here on page four is us. FastHomeBuyer.com is one of our sites right here. OneStopHouses.com is one of our sites.
Go to Yahoo.
Hallmark Home Buyers, I believe, is Rodney Miller's site. We've got Raggedy Houses is, I believe, Elvin Ames' site. And so on. So you can quickly see that us and our customers, we had about at least 10 different listings on the first two or three pages of Google for that search phrase. We buy ugly houses, another very popular generic search phrase. And by generic, I mean it's not location specific. So if you can appear on the generic search phrases, that's a really good thing because you can definitely easily appear on the more specific terms. Homebusters is first. That's not our site. But right here, WeBuyHouses-Houses.com. That's one of our sites on the first page. We Buy Raggedy Houses. Again, I believe that's Elvin Ames' site. WeBuyHouses.net. That's our site right here. WeBuyDFWHouses.com. That's definitely our site, one of our customer sites. So that's four listings on just the first page of Google. I mean, Yahoo. Let's go to page two. Let's see. We Buy DFW Houses is one of ours. I think scbuyshouses.com may be one of ours. Alpha Home Buyers is definitely one of ours. Home Buyers Minnesota, I believe, is one of ours. FirstWeBuyHouses.com, I believe, is one of ours. And page three. This New Zealand site right here at the top is one of ours. I think this one's ours right here. CityHomeBuyers.net, I believe, is Captain Pete's site. Fast Buyer Group, I believe, is ours. And Super Smart Buy Site is one of our demo sites. So you saw multiple listings there for us and our customers on the first three pages of Google. Let's go to a more generic phrase on Yahoo. And by the way, I just said Google. I meant Yahoo. We buy houses on Yahoo. This is the last example we'll go through real quick. We're number one. We buy Dash houses. The second one is one of our New Zealand customers. If New Zealand customers can show up on the first page of Yahoo, you guys can too. And a lot of these listings are on here without really the people trying too hard. Our sites just show up. We've been doing this for a long time. This New Zealand site is one of ours, one of our customers. WeBuyHouse.net is us. I'm not sure about this one. This could be ours. But that was page one. So we're going to breeze through these next few pages real quick. WeBuyHouses 911 Cash is one of ours. Here's another WeBuyHouses.net listing. That's ours. I believe this one right here is ours. WeBuyDFWHouses is definitely ours. We'll go on to page three, and then we're going to get back to the presentation. But I just wanted to prove to you guys that these sites do get optimized. We Buy Houses You Win, I believe, is Joy Morales' site down in Florida. We Buy Home Buyer Minnesota may be one of ours. Houses Fast, I'm not sure. That's .com, we're .net. So the rest of these I don't recognize off the top of my head, but I could go on and show you multiple listings for multiple key terms that are our sites and or our customers. So these sites absolutely do optimize. And with some of the new upgrades we're doing, we're going to show you today and over the next few months, you'll quickly see how easily this can be done.
Yeah, I about fell off the chair when I heard that guy say that. I was hoping there wasn't anybody buying into what that search engine optimizer was telling everybody. So clear that up right now.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of these guys, we've been around doing this so long, we got such a good following that they can't help but want to try to knock us down. And because they can't beat our content and our material, they got to, you know, attempt to say bad things about us that aren't true. These sites definitely optimize, and our customers can attest to that, plus the results I just showed you for these generic key search terms.
Gus says, hi, since this guru is talking about you, why don't you talk about him? Say names. Well, you know what? I don't need to do that. I'm not going to do it.
Well, Gus, I'm sure you probably heard your mom or your grandma say, if you don't have something good to say about somebody, don't say it. And that's my policy. We just don't talk. We just don't knock the competition. We don't need to.
So I just someone sent me a link to that webinar, so I tuned in and listened to it, and it was amazing. At any rate, let's move on to better things. We have made, again, some major improvements with the websites, and one of those major improvements, let me back up a step here. One of those major improvements was we updated the back office seller lead search capabilities for your websites. And let me, I'm going to go ahead and, whoops, trying to get control of my computer screen here.
yeah, you're skipping ahead a couple
of times. Yeah, I'm going to back up again. There we go. That's where I want them to be. All right, let's bring in the screen over here. We're going to jump over to a super smart website back office. We're going to take you on a little tour. The seller lead search capabilities on your left-hand side menu. Now, again, this is for the buy, sell, save, all the website stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Just to clear that up, it's for all the websites. In this particular case, I'm on the website for when you buy houses, but it's going to be located in the same spot basically on all your websites. But if you go to the seller lead search, which is where my mouse is right now, and give that a click, it will advance you to where you can do your, obviously, seller lead searches. Now the upgrade that Dustin added will allow you to, whoops, it's going to show you the screen here, will allow you to enter counties. Use commas to separate the counties, and you can search for seller leads in multiple counties. And Jerry Cluck of Atlanta actually was the customer of ours that gave us that suggestion, and thank you very much, Jerry. In fact, I think he was on the call. So at any rate, here's the seller lead search, and now here's the new, right here, new county search. So if I was like in Florida, I could go Polk, and then Dade. Example, and then you could do a search, and it will pull up all those different counties. So if I go to Florida here, because that's where I'm going to go, and then I just do a quick search here, click go, it will pull up Polk, and Dade. So this way I can pull up several counties at one time. And you spoke to Jerry about this, Dustin, he had a specific reason for why he wanted to do this.
Yeah, absolutely, because Jerry was in our Leads for Deeds program, and he wanted to quickly be able to search Cobb County and see what kind of leads we were sending him. But Mike just did this search for Polk and Dade, separated by a comma, and if you put your mouse over the property link, you can see where it says Polk County. This one says Polk County. Miami-Dade. See, I found the Dade and the word Miami-Dade. So you can put in partial words in there. You don't have to put Polk County. You can use partial words. There again, Miami-Dade, Polk County, and so on. So you can enter multiple counties by simply separating them with a comma.
All right. Let's go back. And remember, guys, anyone listening, you can ask questions as we go through, and I'll do my best to answer them as we're on that particular subject so we don't have to back up. All right. So the next upgrade was an improvement to the back office tenant buyer lead search. So let me jump over to the sell website for when you sell houses, and we're going to do a tenant buyer lead search. And while that's loading, what this gives you ability to do is to search for tenant buyers in buying areas. And again, you can search for multiple areas by separating them by a comma. So in Atlanta, you could do Atlanta, Duluth. I guess you could add in Sugar Hill, just separate them all by commas, and it will pull up that lead search. Just to show you exactly how it works. Now, again, it's in basically the same area in your tenant buyer leads. You're going to go to tenant buyer lead. Oops, I clicked lead sources. It's right above that is going to be tenant buyer lead search. Right here where my mouse is now, click tenant buyer lead search, and you'll see the little new buttons flashing around here for the new upgrades we added. In fact, there's a new one for credit as well. That's listed on the tenant buyer list. There's another column for your credit for that particular customer. So if you just want to pull up all the people with fair credit or good credit, you can do that. And then here's the property search. Here's the new area right here. So I could go Gwinnett, for example, and Sugar Hill, and et cetera, and et cetera. And click search, and the same type of thing. It'll just pull up those particular areas. So hope that's pretty clear to everybody. That's pretty cool stuff. Then thank you, Kurt, by the way. Kurt's in North Carolina or South Carolina?
Kurt Johnson is in Charleston, South Carolina. Okay. And I believe he's actually on the call tonight.
We appreciate that. And Frank, of course, is from the great big island of Hawaii. So thank you both for the suggestions. Then we added an update to the wholesale website upgrade. Something a lot of us have been asking for is we have a property search capability. Hold on a second. Dustin, you want to jump in?
Yeah, if you can back up a screen real quick. We also added a credit column to the tenant buyer log, and that was another suggestion of Kurt and Frank. It all kind of ran together there. But if you will go back to the tenant buyer log, I want to show them that column real quick. This is brand new, too. So in addition to searching on credit, you can also sort based on credit right off the tenant buyer list. So see where Mike's pointing? That C, that stands for credit. And if you put your mouse over the P, Mike, it'll say poor. Put the mouse over F, it'll say fair. G for good. Put it over the U, ugly. And E would be excellent. So that column is sortable so that you can sort on the credit score. So that was another suggestion by Kurt. We appreciate that.
Super duper. All right, now the wholesale upgrade. This gives you a property search feature. It used to be you had to add, I think it was like 20 or 25 properties before the default search came on. Now we gave you the choice when you add properties to your website, to the wholesale website, you can always have the search on or you can turn it to whatever number you want. Now, for those of you that might not be familiar with the wholesale upgrade, it is an add-on. It's an add-on to the sell website. And to locate these settings for the wholesale website, you go to your website administration. You can get there from there, but a shortcut is website settings, my website settings. You give my website settings a click, and it'll be right down near the bottom of the page. Dustin, you want to jump in?
Yeah, while Mike's taking us there, I just want to kind of reiterate what he just said. On the homepage of the wholesale site, and Mike, are you going to pull up an example of a wholesale site in a few minutes? Okay, while you're pulling that up, the wholesale upgrade comes with the ability for you to have a separate wholesale site. That came out about a year ago. The wholesale upgrade has been around for a while, though. And on the homepage of the wholesale website, we would just simply list your properties if you had up to 20. Once you went over 20, because you have so many properties, we would display this little search engine for people to key in what they were looking for so they could find the results. And Corey Taylor, I believe he's I think he's in North Carolina, I forget where he is, said, Dustin, I want to change the way that search engine is displayed. I want to be able to set it to higher or lower or whatever. I want to be able to change it when I want to. So what Mike's getting ready to show you is what we did to satisfy Corey and a couple other people who wanted the same type of upgrade. So what Mike is showing you now, it's going to take a second to load, is the bottom of the wholesale website, and that's that search engine. So he's going to show you how to turn this thing on or off and change the settings to display the search engine. Otherwise, you'll just see a long list of all your properties up to 20 by default. Okay? So, Mike, if you can scroll back over to the back office, you can show us how we do that.
Exactly. Now, here's an example with this is my demo website, but I have two properties located in here. But still, people can do a search for the county or the city or the type of home.
Right. So if you only have two properties, you don't need a search engine. Just display them all on the homepage. That's what we recommend. But Corey, I think he was going out and buying these houses up in bulk from the banks or partnering up with the banks to liquidate their properties, all these REOs, and he had too many. And he wanted to control that search engine.
And, again, in your website administration settings, right near the bottom of the page is the new wholesale property search for those of you that have the wholesale upgrade. And you just click this little arrow, and it drops down the menu. Now, again, I had mine to always display just to give people an example of that. But there, the search engine won't come on by default unless it's 15, 25, 50, or 100, or display never. Maybe you just want to have a list of properties on there without a search. So it's totally up to you with how you want to set those settings.
So did you guys follow that? We're recommending that if you only have a few properties, leave it turned to like 15 plus, 25 plus. Okay, once you go over that number, then you can just display your search engine. But I don't recommend you have it always displayed unless you just have a lot of properties. But if you put it to 15 plus, when you have 16, it'll show up. 25, 26, it'll show up, and so on. And you can choose to never display if you don't want to display that on your homepage ever. That way, it'll always just list them on your homepage.
And Kurt said hello. Hello, Kurt. Thanks for joining us tonight. So there's the wholesale upgrade or update for the wholesale upgrade on the SuperSmart website. Now, our basic sell sites get a tenant buyer log. I don't think this is live yet, Dustin, on the basic website. But for those of you that aren't familiar with, well, a lot of our customers have the advanced website. We do have a basic website. There's like a tenth of the features here, but it does give you a little bit of power. And in the past, it did not have a tenant buyer list to it, but now we've added one to it. And Dustin, just because it's not live right now, do you want to just explain a little bit further about what features it does have in it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been selling our what we call basic set websites for a couple years, and these are our economy sites for people, you know, new investors who are just getting into the business, don't have a whole lot of money to sell, to spend. Mike never liked that term basic website. He thought it sounded cheap, and I agree. So recently we started calling them our standard website. It's a nicer way of saying basic. And these standard websites, by adding this tenant buyer list to this basic site, now brings it up to par to the websites that we started with all those years ago. We've always had an advanced website. So back in the beginning, when we first created that advanced website, it's not nearly as advanced as it is today. So our standard website is now equally as good as our old advanced website. Okay? What people paid $3,000 for way back when, this more affordable standard website is just as good as it once was. Our advanced website is still the best out there. It still costs, you know, $3,000 and up. And it's got all the bells and whistles. But we've created this standard website for beginning investors so they can get in a little bit lighter and upgrade to our advanced website later. So by the addition of this tenant buyer list, Mike, you want to show a quick example?
Yeah, what I was going to do is just make a quick comparison. Here's the basic buy site. It has seller lead management, seller follow-up log, and add a seller lead, and then the website administration settings. So it does have the seller follow-up log step 1 through 4. When I jump to the advanced websites, there the menu goes. It jumps up tremendously on the advanced websites. Just gives you a lot more features. Now, on the standard or the basic websites, we don't have a tenant buyer list on here right now. It's not there. But shortly, we're going to be adding one to the basic website.
So if you can jump over and just go to the regular advanced site and show them a tenant buyer's list real quick, just so the people on the call will know. If you have one of our basic or standard sites, your tenant buyer list will look very similar to this one we're getting ready to show you. It won't have all the bells and whistles, but basically you can log into your back office and see all your tenant buyer leads. So even though you've never had a tenant buyer list up until now, we have been storing all of your leads in the back office. You just could not access them. Once we come online with this upgrade later this week, you'll suddenly be able to see every single tenant buyer lead you ever got. Okay? So that's basically the tenant buyer, the seller site and the basic site, basic buy site in a nutshell. One's got a place for storing all your seller leads. The other has a place for storing all your buyer leads. And it's everything you need to get started as a new investor without all the bells and whistles. And whenever you're ready to upgrade to one of our advanced sites, you certainly can. So that upgrade is going to be coming online later this week for everybody that's got a standard or a basic sell site.
It's funny. We call it the basic website. I just don't like that term because our basic site is 100 times more powerful than most of our competitors' sites. So,
well, that's what I was getting ready to say, and that's why I was using the example earlier. There's a couple gurus out there who have sites amazingly similar to ours. And they sell their sites and call them advanced websites and sell them for $3,000. Well, our two basic sites, basic buy, basic sell, standard buy, standard sell, same thing, are equally as good, if not better than theirs, for a fraction of the price.
So there. All right, moving along. All right, folks, leads. Let's talk about leads. We have a special lead program. I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, and we won't stay on the subject very long, but I do want to make sure you know we do have a Leads for Deeds program and an Orphan Leads program, and I just want to make sure everybody understands what's going on because a lot of people have called us and said, hey, where's my leads? Well, here's what's going on. We, for years, gave Super Smart website customers our leads. What started happening, and I mean, I know a lot of you might have heard this story before, was we actually were getting phone calls from people saying, hey, how come no one's called me back? I mean, they called us and emailed here us from our national website saying, nobody's called me. And it's not good. It's not good for us. The other thing is we had a lot of customers that called us and said, hey, I want those leads exclusively. Can I buy them? And for years we said, no, we can't. But with the recent developments of people just thinking because they were free leads, they weren't calling anybody. They weren't calling them. And I got dozens of examples of when people did call them, even though they were 2 months old in some cases, that they were deals. They turned into $30,000, $40,000, $80,000 deals in a couple cases. But the way this program works is Leads for Deeds. You can buy county leads for your local area. So this is the way that I look at it. If you have, if you look at your lead costs and you're paying less than $20 a lead and you're getting all the leads that you need to stay in business and be successful, then keep doing what you're doing. Don't change a thing. However, if your leads are costing you more than $20 a lead, and you're not getting enough leads to be successful, then that's where we can help. And what we do is we have 20 lead packages, and this is with dozens of websites and other resources that we have out there to bring leads in. And it wouldn't be worth it for us to do it for less than 20 leads to set this up, because there's a lot of work to it. But our first 20 lead package is $20 per lead, $400, exclusive to your county, assuming that nobody else has that county. All right, right now we just want to keep it to one person per county until we know we can deliver you a fair amount of leads to that county, and we won't bring anybody else in. Even if we did, those leads would still be exclusive to you. Nobody else sees those leads. And then if you, but you. And then if you want an extra county after you bought the original package, you can get another 10 leads for $200. So you can have two counties, three counties, four counties, that type of thing.
Yeah, just to kind of back up what Mike said, a lot of you guys may advertise on like Google pay-per-click and easily pay $5 a click. And you can do the math and find out how many clicks it takes to get a lead and how much you're paying per lead. Other guys may be putting out a box, 100 signs. Okay, cost you $450 to put them out, buy your sticks, and have somebody do it for you. So for $450, how many leads are you getting off those 100 signs before they come down or get thrown in the garbage? So that's what he's saying. If you do your lead cost and it's over $400, which many cases it is, this may be a nice alternative for you. You don't have to pay per click anymore. You don't have to trudge around in the snow and put out signs or put up signs only to have them taken down hours later. You can sign up for our Leads for Deeds program, which is pay per lead. You're paying per lead. So you pay us $400 for your first 20 leads. You don't pay us another dime until we deliver you 20 leads, okay? Then we'll re-up you for another $400. You'll get another 20 leads and so on and so on, okay? You can, and when Mike says these leads are exclusive, that means you're the only person that gets it. These leads are not shared with anybody else. So if you're in Gwinnett County, Georgia, and we get a lead and we give it to you, you're the only person that gets it. So your first county is $400 for 20 leads. You can then add an additional county or two or three, as many as you want, for $200 each, which will get you 10 more leads per county. So you could add your first county for $400, get you 20 leads. Add your second county for $200, get you an additional 10 leads. So you get Gwinnett County and Cobb County, for example. By the way, those are both taken. But you can choose your counties. Mike will let you know if it's taken or not. And if it's one of these huge counties where we are getting large volumes of leads, there may be enough to go around for two people. You get one, you get one. You get one, you get one, was how it would work. But right now, we're still in beta testing. We've been doing this since early December. It's going really well, and we're really proud of this program. So we wanted to make you aware of it one more time in case you haven't signed up yet. Now, Mike, are we going to talk about orphan leads next?
You got it, Dustin. Now, we have another package. Before I get into the orphan leads, though, I guess I should explain to you what's going to happen. A lot of you are currently getting leads, but some of you aren't getting leads. It depends on what state you're in. And the reason is because some of you are paying for orphan leads. What orphan leads, because we have this Leads for Deeds program now, and we're actually doing some really serious marketing, county-specific marketing, we do get leftovers or overflows from other counties. So what we've come up with is the orphan lead program. Now, what's neat about this is these are only going to go to the people that want them. So right now, if you're in a state where you're getting our free leads, everybody that owns our websites is getting that lead in that state. Those are not exclusive like the Leads for Deeds program. However, the moment somebody signs up for an orphan lead program for $49.95 a month, they're the only person in the state that's getting the unclaimed leads, meaning if someone has Leads for Deeds in one county, you would get the entire state but that county. So right now is the time to get in this because a lot of states, we either have one or two people in it. Other states are still getting free leads. But check this out. The moment you sign up for it, you would be the only person in that state that's getting those leads until somebody else signs up for it. You'll know because as soon as we get somebody that buys the Orphan Leads Program, your leads will be shut off.
Yeah, and I'm going to use South Carolina as example because I see Steve and Kurt on the line. Kurt, you may have realized that probably about a month or so ago, you quit getting free leads from us for the state of South Carolina. They just disappeared. And the reason is because we now have orphan people who bought our orphan leads for the state of South Carolina. In addition to that, we have several customers who bought leads for deeds in the state of South Carolina. So by posting all these ads on Craigslist and other places, we're generating a lot of leads for the leads for deeds counties, but also the surrounding areas that aren't claimed. Some of these other little areas around the Charleston area, for example, these other counties that nobody's claimed yet. But because we have orphans customers in the state, they get the remaining leftover non-lead for deed leads. So, Kurt, if you're not a leads for deed customer or an orphan lead customer, that's why you're no longer getting any leads from us. Now, there are a lot of states out there where we don't have any orphan customers yet. For example, North Carolina. So if you're in North Carolina, you still are getting free orphan leads from us because no one has claimed them yet because we haven't advertised this a whole lot. But once we do and one person comes along and signs up for orphans, he gets all the leads for that state until another orphan comes along. So the good news is instead of us delivering these leads to everybody in the entire state, we're only delivering these orphan leads to a handful of people that join our orphan lead program. Okay, and by handful, I mean usually less than 10.
All right, Dustin, let me address a question that just came up. And I hear this question a lot, and the question is by Jacob. He says, what kind of leads are these? Are these pre-foreclosure leads? David asks, are the leads qualified? Kurt asks, are the leads screened? Let me just share something with everybody as far as my editorial on this. A lead is a lead is a lead. The leads that you're generating from your bandit signs, are they pre-foreclosures? Are they exclusive-type leads? No. They're leads. A lead is a lead is a lead. They're not all the golden egg, okay? So every lead that comes in isn't going to be the one that makes you the big profit. However, it's the volume of leads. It's a numbers game. And you have to, when those leads come in, you need to call them, and you need to put them in and follow up with them, and they may all, you know, they may turn into deals. But the point is, one out of 50 pays for this thing 100 times over. So it's a numbers game. We are targeting the best we can people that need to sell their house fast. Now, on another note, if you want to target specific type leads just for you, the kind you're looking for, then hang on to the end of the show, and I'll introduce you to a program we're offering where you can create your own ads, and if you don't get the specific leads that you want, then it's not our fault. But we're doing the best we can to get you the best kind of leads for what we're looking for, which is people that want to sell their homes fast.
And that was a great question, and I'm glad Kurt was one of the ones that asked it. Because, Kurt, I believe last time I checked, you were in our Craigslist pay-per-click campaign. So you asked the question, what kind of leads are these? What do they look like? They look exactly like the leads that every one of you are getting from us right now. They go to one of our websites. They'll have the exact same form they would on your site. Okay, so we ask all the exact same questions. They're no different. And they can be any kind of lead. They can be somebody going through a divorce, somebody in foreclosure, somebody behind by payments. You name it, the full spectrum of leads. Okay. People find us on Craigslist, they find us on Yahoo, they find us on pay-per-click, they find us all over the internet, okay, MSN, AOL, you name it, all over. And they enter their information. We capture what we can. Just like your sites, we've got a three-step form, okay? With our Leads for Deed program, when the lead comes in, we at least deliver you the first step for sure. We like to deliver you all three steps, the full complete questionnaire. So as soon as that lead comes in, if they don't finish it, we'll send them a series of autoresponders to get them to come back and fill out the rest of the form. Okay? This is for our leads for deeds. We try to give you a full lead. We can't guarantee it. We'll at least get you their situation, their name, their address, their phone number, their email address for sure. Okay? And let you know that they have a house they want to sell. But we always try to get the other two steps completed as well, which is their property details and their financial information. Okay? That's leads for deeds. Orphans, we don't necessarily always deliver all three steps or make a lot of attempts to. We'll just send you what we got. But luckily, in most cases, I'd say 90% of the time, we get all three steps completed since we have those autoresponders that we added to the site a few months back. So it's working out real well. But once again, these are the exact same leads you'd be generating on your own. We're just doing it for you, and we're doing it for $49.95 a month for orphan leads, and $20 a lead for a paper lead.
All right, let's see if I have any other questions on the leads program. Camp asks, what is the average amount of leads unclaimed in Charleston? Do you have the Charleston figures at the top of your head, Dustin?
No, I don't. I don't have the average number because I'm not sure what all counties are actually in the Charleston area, if you know what I mean.
I tell you what, Camp, give me a call tomorrow if you'd like, and I'll look it up for you. Just give me a ring at 678-957-0220 extension 2. If you want more information on our Leads for Deeds or Orphan Leads program, you can visit leadsfordeeds.com, and we'll there's a lot of information there on the leads as well. So any other questions, just give me a holler or check out leadsfordeeds.com. All right, let's go back to the websites. What's new with your websites? We've made updates to the editable web pages. And, guys, this is big. This is where you can actually add your own content to the websites. Now, I have to let you all know this is not going to be visible on your website unless you submit a support ticket to supersmartsupport.com to website technical support and ask us to turn on the editable public web pages. There's a reason why we do that. In fact, the only people that even know that this even exists are the people that are on the Power Hour with us.
Right. This is one of those features I kind of like to keep out of sight, out of mind. So that a lot of customers who know little about HTML and writing good, decent, nice-looking web pages won't go out there and just totally screw up the website and make it look really, really cheesy and really ineffective. I showed you in the beginning of the call how our sites are searching to optimize by default right out of the box, so to speak. And we just didn't want our customers going out there just because the feature is available, thinking that they have to go out there and start modifying their pages. So if you want this feature turned on, you have to request it. And the only way Mike said you really know about it is because you're on this call or you happen to read what's new on the website and it caught your eye. But now you can go in there and edit your home page, your mission page, your customer care policy, who we are, what we do, benefits, etc., and change that content and add even more specific language to your location. For example, you can go on your homepage and talk about Charleston, South Carolina, and Dorchester County, whatever some of the other counties are in your area. We've also got an upgrade coming out later this week, probably. I think it's going to be out later this week, where you can actually edit and change your title, keywords, and description per page. What Mike's getting ready to show you right now is where you can change the body of your web page. Okay, this does not mean you can go in and add new pages or create new buttons and all that. That's something else we're working on right now. But you can go in there and change the content of your homepage. So, Mike?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here stunned at how powerful these websites really are. And I'm around them every day.
Well, this is, I was kind of laughing. You know, earlier we talked about these guys, you know, cracking on our sites that they don't optimize. Well, this feature has been around for a while. Our top customers, our really savvy customers who have had us turn this on several months ago, know that they can go in and do this. But what you're getting ready to show them is how we made it even easier to go in there, because this is an update to something that we already had available. So he's going to show you how much easier we just made it for you.
Yeah, and it really is easy. It used to be when it first came out that you had to know HTML code or else you just couldn't do it. But watch this. I'm going to use cash reward. On the public side of our website, we do have a cash reward button. Now, we get a lot of people that call us and say, hey, I need to change that cash reward. It's not the way I do it or whatever. So guess what? You can now do it yourself. Here's what I did on the left-hand side, by the way, just to back up, is I clicked the editable web pages on the left-hand menu, and it brings me to the particular page that has all my public pages that I can edit. I clicked the cash reward program, and it advances me to the cash reward page. Now, at the top, I have use default web page content, which is your default page, the one that we wrote originally. But maybe, just maybe, you don't earn up to $1,000 referrals. Maybe yours is different. So what you would do is you'd switch to the use your web page content button right there, and I can change this to $1,200. or whatever number. And there's a perfect example of where we would change this and why you would need this. Again, maybe you want to add your own company name on the homepage, or not company name, I mean state on the homepage, that type of thing. But very easy to edit. That's it right there. I can edit it. Now, if you want to be fancy and use the HTML editor down at the bottom of this page, well, there's your HTML, so plug away. You can do anything you want. But for us folks that maybe don't know the HTML very well, where here's where you can just go in, and it's called a WYSIWYG editor. What you see is what you get, and you can type the changes in here that easily.
So now you see how easy this can be. So just because we've made it easy, we're not saying that we recommend you go in there and start changing your entire website. But we've made it really simple where if you do need to go in there and tweak it, you can. Because this site, we formatted it for you, so all the pages, all the fonts look the same on each page. Everything's laid out to look very similar. If you go in and do it yourself, you want to make sure you use the same font size, same font style, etc., to keep it looking the same as the rest of the site, to keep it looking consistent. So just because we turn this on for you, we want you to use it with caution. And Mike, if you could scroll over to the left nav bar, show them where this will appear once we've turned it on. It's going to be under your website administration section. Down at the bottom says My Editable Web Pages. That's how we got to that section. If you don't see that there, it's because we haven't turned it on for you. You have to request that by opening a help ticket at supersmartsupport.com. So I hope you enjoy this new feature. It's going to keep getting better and better as we continue to upgrade it. Like I said, we're getting ready to add where you can put your own title, keywords, and description in here for even more enhanced search engine optimization. So enjoy this new feature, and like I said, use it with caution, especially when you start changing your homepage, which is the most important page on your whole site.
All right. See, I got a couple questions here I'll address real quick. Kurt asks, do you guys use your own auto HUD or do you use the true Excel? Kurt, I'm not sure if you know this or not. In the back office of the websites, we do have a auto HUD right here. It's a small upgrade that we have in the website. And if that's your question, this is the one that we use right in the back office.
Yeah, that auto HUD has been there about, four years or so, and it actually fills out the real U.S. government HUD. In fact, we just upgraded it because they just changed the expiration date on it, if you didn't notice recently. So you can use auto HUD to fill out the real HUD to do your preliminary or what we call dummy HUDs for your short sales. So, yes, we use our own. And the good news is, Kurt, it stores it along with that record, with that property, so it's all stored in the same place. If we were to do an Excel spreadsheet, it'd be stored somewhere else unless we attached it to our seller questionnaire, which we can do.
Actually, I apologize. That question was from Kemp, not Kurt. But at any rate, there's the answer to it right there, Kemp. And then I believe Kemp has another question. Can you cut and paste into ActiveRain? That's another subject. Kemp, call me tomorrow. I think you have a couple questions there that just to keep the show flowing. I think I'd rather talk to you on the phone specifically about those. And Kurt, ask a question so that I can say that you asked a question on and say the right name this time.
By the way, Kemp, if I recall, is Steve Bannis' new partner. Welcome to the show, Kemp. We appreciate you being here. And, yes, if you're asking if you can copy and paste your website content to ActiveRain, yes, you can. I don't necessarily recommend it, but you can copy and paste pretty much anything into ActiveRain. But, yeah, get with Mike, and he'll talk to you about that offline.
All right, and Kurt does have a question. And Kurt, this is a fantastic question, and it's one I get a lot. What he asks, Dustin, is do we now have or will we have in the future the ability to add links on our website that can direct our customers to other services we offer, such as referral and credit repair company on our sell site? Yes, you can, Kurt, but both Dustin and I'm going to probably let him answer this, but here's what I'm going to tell you. Talk to us before you do something like that, because there's specific reasons why we may say that's not a good idea or that is a good idea. I'm not saying it's not, but talk to us first.
Currently, Kurt, on your downloads and resources page, you can add links and other downloads like PDFs, things like that, Word documents. On your links page, you can add links to whatever you want to. You can link to Google. You can link to your credit repair kit. You can do whatever you want to. Now, we kind of deliberately bury that links link at the very bottom of your page. It's not really for humans so much to see as it is for search engines and search engine optimization. Mike, if you want to you got there so quickly, I don't know if he saw it. If you want to back up real quick and show him where I'm talking about, where we buried it, it's right at the bottom. Put your mouse over, Mike, right there where it says links. That does not show up on your button bar on the left-hand side of the page. But that link links to a page where you can add links to anything you want. This is where you can link your buddy sites and things like that. And like I said, once again, we buried it, so humans don't necessarily see it, but the search engines do, and they will follow these links and attribute page rank to those sites. Yep. So, yes, you can do that. But to answer, I think, what you're really getting at, you were kind of asking, I think, in the future, if you're going to be able to add other pages, other buttons, things like that. And the answer is yes. But we will always advise you to do it with caution. And if you need some specialty pages added right now, we can do it on a per-hour basis. But we've been doing it for years. We've always been able to add buttons and things to people's sites. And usually it's a one-time thing. It's not like something you're going to be constantly adding to your site. So, yes, we can do that, and, yes, we'll be doing more of that in the future.
All right, let's see if we have any other questions to address real quick. Oh, by the way, there's a picture of the HUD that auto-fills the information in there. I just haven't completed mine. But that would auto-fill for the customer that you're working with.
All right. Notice that expiration date, 11/30/2009. We're going to have to be updating this again before the year's over because they change it every few years.
And, Kurt, again, to answer furthermore your question about being able to drive people to you like your credit repair and stuff like that, in next week I'm going to be doing a call again on our search engine optimization, which covers a lot of areas. But I can get an ad for you up on Google for credit repair. That'll stay there for a very long time, and you can drive people to whatever website you want, any ad you want, and that's another way of doing it.
Yeah, talk to us offline, and we'll tell you some good tips and tricks that you probably need to know.
And we do have some tips and tricks. All right, next, moving along. Whoop, there we go. Google. Oh, this is an exciting one. This is something that I have been waiting for a long time, and I know a lot of you have too. Google Video and YouTube, both kind of the same thing. This is, you know how popular they are for the search engines. Dustin showed you at the beginning of the show. Well, again, there's other gurus out there that are selling these products that allow you to upload YouTube videos and make them search engine optimized and put them up on the search engines and whatever. Well, what we did is we even went one step further. Heck, if you're going to have a YouTube video, why don't you add it to your website? So I'm going to go ahead and pop this screen over here, and I'm going to go to the public side of my website for when we buy houses. And you have a couple options here, and I'll run through the options first, and then I'll show you kind of how to do it. But here's it right when you come to my home page, and probably this looks familiar to a lot of you. Right at the top of this page, I have getting your ads to the top of Google in 1 hour or less, which is one of the shows that we did a couple weeks ago. There's my video. Now, when you upload a video to your website, you don't necessarily need to have it on the homepage. You can say, no, I don't want it on my homepage, but it will go in these video links on the left-hand side of the page.
Yeah, I want to jump in here real quick and back up what Mike just said. Each video you do may not be homepage worthy, because what happens when you add this video to your homepage, it shoves your form further down the page below the fold. And if you can, you want to keep the form above the fold. Okay, so the video he's showing you, the example, is on his demo site. It has really nothing to do with real estate. He's just using the site as an example. But what he did, go back, you clicked it before. Go back to the homepage real quick. You can click the title to get to the videos page specifically, or we added that new button down the side which said videos. Okay, put your mouse over that videos link again. Go ahead and click it. So if you have more than one video, they'll all show up here, okay? So the one on top is what we call the featured video. You can only have one featured video, and you can choose to display that on the homepage if you wish. So go ahead and click the title there, Mike. This will take you to the video-specific page, and notice the URL up top. Mike called this page optimize-google. So here you're actually adding physical pages to your website with a search engine friendly file name that will get picked up by the search engines. This page is a totally separate brand new page that you can add to your site with its own keywords, its own description, and its own meta tags. Okay? And you have the video title up above the video, then you have the long, lengthy description below the video. Mike's just happens to be short. Below that, you'll see the form. So can you back up one page, Mike? The long description will be on this page, and if you back up, your short description will be on the video's plural page. Okay? Mike, did you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, I was just going to show them, Dustin, how easy this is to add a YouTube video to your website. It's just like this. Here's my super smart YouTube page, and there's the code over here to the right. When you upload a video, it gives you a direct URL and it gives you an embed URL. But let me jump over to the back office of the website, and I'm going to go to My Videos, which is in the website administration page.
And I want to say something real quick. With this video upgrade, you want to have already posted your video on YouTube first. You want it on YouTube first, and then you're going to add it to your website as well. Okay, so your video will be out there at least twice. So it's very important that you add it to YouTube or Google Video first. Okay, so assuming you've done that, Mike's going to show you how to add it to your website.
Yeah, what's really cool about this is not just your video gets up on the website, on the search engines, I mean, but the video with your website gets up on the search engine. So when people click that video, boom, they come right to your website, right up to the page that has the questionnaire on it.
Right. If you come to our search engine optimization class, we'll show you how to backlink your YouTube video that you have out on YouTube or Google Video to your website. Okay. Plus, your website will get picked up by the search engines. It'll be out on Google as well and Yahoo.
All right. So here's the settings up at the top when you go to add a video. Switch on, of course, language for us is English here. Display, again, public, bandit sites only. And the reason we did this is because if you have your company name, do not put it on the bandit sites because, of course, that's to throw off the sign police, if you will. So be very careful not to disclose who you are. But if you want to make a separate video for your bandit sites that doesn't say anything specific about you, there you go. You can add it to the bandit site only. Beneath that is YouTube or Google Video. The one I'm going to show you tonight is YouTube. Now, here it says object link. This is not complicated. By the way, like with all of our pages, if you need instructions, you can click the instructions up at the top right, and it will pop down all the instructions for you on how to do this. But I'm just going to breeze through it real quick. We got a minute left in our hour, but we might go a little over here. Here's your object link. So when your video is up on YouTube, where it says embed right here, all you need to do is copy that entire code, all right, and then go back to your website and paste that entire code right there. The way Tori designed this, actually, is it will rip just what we need, which is this right here. You don't need to know that. We made it very simple. Just copy and paste the entire code, which is your embed code right here, and just place it directly in the object link. The headline is the big fancy headline. Now, again, when you're doing this, try to be keyword specific to what you're doing so it does show up on the search engines.
Yeah, flip back over to the live example of that so we can show them the headline. Okay, right up above the video in the big bold letters is what we call the headline, right there at the top. That's the headline. And we'll just toggle back between these two screens and show you.
All right, and that's your headline. Then we have the short description, which what Dustin was showing you earlier, was when people click your videos. Well, there it is right there before it changes pages. There's the short description right there. This video shows how we got in Google in 1 hour.
Right, and we have the short description so it'll fit nice and neat on the videos page and your home page without taking up the whole page. Now, once you get to the full description, you can have a whole page worth of content there, which Mike's getting ready to show you right now.
All right, jump back to the website. Now we have our long description. And, again, if you want to get fancy and use HTML, there's the HTML editor at the bottom of this form here, but normal is the WYSIWYG editor.
So this long description is what goes under the video, and this is where you can put in paragraphs of information that is keyword specific to get the search engine optimization you need and want.
All right, and then jumping back to the website again, this is the SEO permalink. Now, this is what Dustin just shared with you earlier. When I click on this video, I named this particular one Optimize Google. So that's what I named it. So when you're in your back office to the website, that's how I would name that particular page right there, and that's going to keep that, that's going to create a URL with that in it.
Yeah, and this is very important. I want to emphasize right here. This is where you get to name your page whatever.cfm, okay? And you want to use human-readable words that the search engines will pick up and separate them by dashes. Yes, you can use underscores, but I recommend dashes and make it human-readable. This is what they pick up. This is what the search engines see, okay? And by permalink, if you'll go back to that page real quick, Mike, you'll notice that this is not a dynamic page. Highlight that URL up there. This is a real static page. It's not one of those dynamic pages that have question marks and all these variables after it. This is a hard-coded page. The search is designed for the search engine to pick up.
All right, and then just real quick, because I know we're running out of time, I still have a lot I want to share with everybody. This is the SEO title. That's the search engine optimization title. Your SEO keywords, again, that's for the search engine. So if it's a video on like a Google video, I would type Google to the top or whatever keywords that you want to, you know, that people might be searching for. And then you have your search engine optimization description. So that would be in the search engine. When people find this on the search engines, that would be in the description part within Google or Yahoo or whatever search engine they're on.
Now, Mike, if you'll jump over to the live page real quick and hit View Source, we're going to show them that real quick. These last three items he just showed you were the title, keywords, and description. Okay? He's showing you the code that the search engines see. You don't see this. But up top, you'll see where it says title, get your ads to the top of Google. That's his title. Right below it, you see description. That's whatever he would type in there. Then right below that, you'd see the keywords. Now, with the exception of the title, the other description keywords do not show up on the page where you can see them. But go back to the page real quick, and let's show them where the title is. Now, this is not the same as the headline. This is the title, which is the very top of your web browser. See right there at the very top next to the Internet Explorer icon? That is your title. That is human. Humans can see that.
All right. And then if you have any questions about that, just give me a holler. I'll be happy to go through it with you. And that is the exciting YouTube upgrade. And we're getting to some of our exciting new programs that are coming out. And man, we've been working so hard on these things over the winter months. And we're so excited when they happen. The first one is due to all the requests that we've had from our customers on the SEO optimization and, you know, us being at the top of the search engines consistently, our websites are there. We want to give you the same tutorial, the same lesson on how we do it. So we are. And I'm just trying to find another page here real quick. Super smart web profits. There we go. Okay. So we're going to give you a six-week course on how to not only optimize your websites, but to get more leads, specific leads, that you want to target, and it's really not that difficult to do, and it just takes a little bit of setting it up correctly to do it, to get these ads at the top of the search engines, and if you do it correctly, you'll stay there for a very long time. I have one for a very specific keyword that I've been there for 6 months, number one, so it does work. So that is a six-week optimization course. We're calling it 101 because I want to make sure that everybody starts on the ground floor and gets the foundation of how to do this. And then in the near future after this course, we're going to have a 201 and then a 301. We're going to bring in much more advanced subjects. But we're going to start on the ground floor and build up, and it'll all make much more sense to you. Week one is to scan over this real quick. Week one will be setting the whole system up, setting up the foundation, what accounts you need to build, and that's what Dustin was doing today, going through everything that I was showing him how to do it. Week two, and, well, Dustin knows how to do it, but this is a different way we're doing it. Week two is creating articles and ads that get noticed online, and this is important. You have to create your articles and ads right so they're not spammy, so I've done it wrong, and I've learned how to do it right, so I'm going to pass on to you the lessons that I've learned. to keep your ads up there. Week three is what I call getting it done. And now that we have the foundation, you've learned how to write all your ads properly and your articles, we're going to post them to the web. And you're live, your article should be live overnight. And week four, we're going to introduce RSS feeds. Now, one of the things I see, I mean, places like Facebook, all these social sites, hey, they're great to have, and I don't discourage you from starting those, but I believe when you start those out without building the foundation, you're really putting the horse in front of the carriage. Again, not a bad idea to have a Facebook account or anything like that. Go do it. But to really understand how all these things go together, I'd rather start at the beginning and then work our way up. Week five is getting all the power. Now that you've learned all the fundamentals that we've shared with you, I'm going to share dozens of more sites with you that you can do this with that will drive more targeted leads to your website. And at the same time, doing this correctly, it's going to raise your search engine rankings for your particular website. So, in fact, I took a website that was 3 months old. I think it took about a month and a half, and I got on the first page of MSN in about a month and a half. So it does work. Week six is an evaluation. Make sure that everybody has learned exactly what they need. It's my guarantee. I want to make sure you guys are get what you paid for. And this course will be approximately 2 hours a week. The first hour will be education. The second will be answering questions. And if it takes longer than an hour, but guess what? I'm staying up late because I want to make sure I give you guys as much instruction as I can if you need it. We're starting this in early March of 2009. In fact, if you go to our calendar, it's already there. Yes, you will have homework. The homework will be setting up your accounts and writing your articles and things like that. So we want to make sure that when you start this program that you don't think it's just going to be a lesson then you walk away. You will have homework. It will be a six-week course on how to do this. You will have support. Like I just said to you, I'll be here. Dustin will be here. Our six-week course is advertised for $895, but we are offering a special. It's an early bird bonus for the first 30 people that have signed up. Now, I already have quite a few people that signed up. So if you want to sign up for that, you can do that at supersmartwebprofits.com. Again, just on the left-hand side of the page under special events, you'll see our search engine optimization course right here. That's where you'd sign up for that if you want to be part of the first 30 people to receive a $300 discount. So that means our $895 course will be available for those first 30 for only $595. Also, for the first 30 people, I'm going to give you a, instead of 6 weeks, oh, by the way, I just jumped ahead. You need to use code OPTIMIZE, just like I showed you with the SEO video. So if you go to supersmartwebprofits.com and see our search engine optimization course, register now. To get that $300 discount, you must put OPTIMIZE in the coupon code and click apply. But there's more. I'm going to give the first 30 people that register for this a bonus week seven. And the reason I'm keeping this to the first 30 is because I want to make sure you guys get as much one-to-one instruction. And this one's going to be a little bit more advanced. What you've learned in the first 6 weeks, I'm going to be able to teach you how to put your property ads online in a GIF with some templates that we have. But in order for you to properly use this, you'll need to go through the first 6 weeks. So I'm going to keep this to 30 people. Again, it's the first 30 people that sign up. And we have some special programs we'll introduce on week seven. I won't share that with everybody because that's only for the first 30 people. All right, so that's going to start March 9th. And Dustin, you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, I just want to jump in and kind of reiterate a few things you said. We're calling this Search Engine Optimization 101. Implying that there's going to be a 201 and a 301 and a 401. And I just want to say something that's very important. There's a lot of so-called gurus out there. We mentioned some earlier in the show that are out there doing these three-day search engine optimization courses for 3 days straight for $3,000. And you'll go to them and sit down, and they will throw all this data at you and just blow your mind, and you'll go home and not know where to start. You won't have a plan. Okay? And that's not how you learn these techniques. Search engine optimization takes time, a lot of time, and it can be tedious as you get it set up. That's why we're going to spread this out over 7 weeks, and give you homework so you have things to do during the week to get this done. Okay? So we're going to spend an hour with you teaching you some tricks for the week, give you homework, and answer your questions in that two-hour time frame. And we're going to spread this out over 7 weeks, like I said, where you can digest it and get good at doing it. And we're going to do each course in a logical order. We're not going to tell you to go out and set you up a WordPress blog on day one, and you just instantly come to a grinding halt. We're going to start out with the basics and show you how to build a strong search engine optimization foundation and do this the right way. So, you know, we've been hosting your sites for many years. You know what we're talking about, and we're going to show you how to do it and show you how to do it right and make you have lasting, you know, sustainable results.
In fact, Dustin, one of our customers called me the other day and said he took one of those courses and that taught him how to use WordPress and all these other things, and he lost now because he doesn't understand how to write the basic stuff, which is what we're going to cover in this course. Now, we do have a special webinar on this. It will be on February 17th, which is next Tuesday, or you can visit supersmartwebprofits.com and sign up for all those early bird spots are gone. Now, just to let you know where our training is, you go to supersmartwebprofits.com, click the training link right underneath our logo, right underneath the word buy, and it will bring you to a calendar. Now, you do have to sign up for these events. Here's the one next week, which is a Super Smart Power Hour. You can pre-register for it, and then the training starts right here. So join us next week if you'd like more information. I'm going to give you a heck of a webinar next week to show you how we do this stuff. In fact, I'll probably give you more information on what you need, but I want to make sure that everybody understands how powerful this is.
Yeah, we did a call last week. It should be on the supersmartpodcast.com and on the site that you can go watch this replay that we did. And at the very beginning of the call, right as the call started, we posted a blog or an ad out on a popular real estate site. And within 1 hour, at the very end of the call, we were number one on Google for that exact search phrase, in addition to several derivations of that search phrase.
Dustin,
okay?
Dustin.
And Mike wants to jump in and tell you that we're still number one.
Yeah, we're number one here. And there's ways you do this to keep yourself on top. I mean, what you can get up here quick. The rule of thumb is the quicker you appear, the quicker you fall off. But the way we do this, we make sure that your ads are up there a long, long time. And I can go through dozens and dozens of examples of that, but I'm not going to. Let's move along. So join us next Tuesday, and I'll share with you a lot more. Dustin, Atlanta Area Investor Bus Tour, what is this all about?
You guys have probably been on the calls we've had, at least two, with Captain Pete, who specializes in wholesaling properties and using options to control real estate, especially in this market, and avoid seasoning issues, avoid a lot of risk and things like that. Pete's been doing bus tours for several years now in the D.C. area. I'm like, Pete, we got to do these here. We got to come do these in Atlanta. So Captain Pete and I are going to be teaming up and doing a bus tour here in May. It's going to be the first or second weekend of May. And this is not just a tour where you just ride around on a bus and just learn. This is, you're going to not only learn, but you're here to buy houses. So if you're coming to this Atlanta bus tour, be prepared to buy houses here in Atlanta. And these will be REOs that we negotiate in, with the bank and get really deep, deep discounts, 40 cents on the dollar and the like. And we're going to go around and actually buy these houses. If you want to go, it's only going to be $199. It's going to be a two-day event. Day one is the bus tour. We go out and actually look at houses, calculate renovations. We'll have contractors there, mortgage brokers. We want you to come pre-qualified, ready to buy with some kind of proof of funds, hard money lender, private money lender, bank lender, et cetera, and be ready to buy because we're going to show you get some deep discounted properties. Day two, Robin Thompson is going to be with us and tell you how she renovates and sells houses. It's going to be one day of training here, and you'll also be hearing from Pete and myself. So it's going to be the first or second weekend of May. We don't have an order now link for you yet, but it will be $199, okay? And you'll be hearing more of that in upcoming weeks.
Fantastic. Now, I do have a bunch of questions, and I'm not ignoring the questions. I just want to kind of get through this. We are running a little bit late, so on the benefit of all the people that want to stay on, I'll address those questions in a few minutes.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Mike, when's our Superbowl Power Hour ever been limited to an hour?
Yeah, it's a full power.
We've got so much information to share, and we only get to do this with you once a week, so we'll stay here as long as we can, you know, as long as you will stay on the line with us. We'll be here to answer all your questions.
And here's a question that I have been getting quite a bit, and that's, when is your next Super Smart Web Profits live training event? Well, we have it scheduled, and again, it's on our calendar. It's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, right here at our Atlanta office. This is what Chrissy told me today.
Actually, Mike, it's April. It's on the calendar. It's the first weekend of April because we had it scheduled, I believe, the 10th, which was Easter weekend, so we changed it. So I believe it's April. If you go to the back to the one-hour home or the Super Smart website.
I said April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Right here. See? Sorry about that. I did have the wrong. I put March on there. It's April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You want me to go to Super Smart website, Dustin?
Yeah, because I want you to verify that and make sure it's right. But that should be the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
You don't have it marked for Friday, but it should be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So that's my bad. I just did that right before the call. It's the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
All right, so that's in April, again, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Now, here's the other question I get. How much? Well, I covered this at the beginning of the call. For our super smart customers, this is the first time we've done this. It's no charge. And you guys come and spend 3 days with us. We'll have a blast. You'll learn more. I promise you'll learn so much about these websites and how to use them and how to get more leads and make more money just in these 3 days.
There is a catch to the no charge. There is a $100 reservation fee. When you go to Super Smart Web Profits and sign up for that, you'll be charged a $100 reservation fee. If you show up, you get your money back. If you don't show up, we keep it for holding your seat.
And by the way, I should probably add in, there will be a cutoff point at some point because we want to keep the class as small as we can, and that's thinking 30, 40 people max. Maybe, Dustin, what are you thinking?
It is 30 people because this event's actually held here at our office, so we do limit it to 30 people.
And we have a beautiful, beautiful conference room here for those of you that haven't been to our office. It's really nice. And you can register for that now, like I just said, from supersmartwebprofits.com. So let me go ahead and address. Thank you, everybody. If you need to run, now's the time to run. If you had some questions, I'm going to go ahead and answer your questions now. So stick on the line with us. Anne Marie, she said she started in the webinar halfway through. Emery, I am recording this call. I do have a 2% failure ratio, so cross your fingers. With any luck, I'll have this one recorded and online for you, hopefully before the end of the week. And Jacob says, you guys rock. So do you, Jacob. Thank you very much. And Kurt Johnson, is that upgrade apply to all our websites? I believe you're talking about the YouTube video is when I saw that question come in. Like all of our upgrades, if it's a general upgrade, yes, it's added to all of the websites. So every website you have will get that upgrade. If it's a specific upgrade, like the auto HUD, obviously that won't go on your sell website or the borrow website. That's specific for your buy website. So, yes, Kurt, that is an upgrade for all of your websites. I hope that was the upgrade you were referencing. And David McMillan, here you go, Dustin. Here we're customers are jumping ahead of us. David's asking, will we be able to blog on our site?
We are contemplating adding a blog to your website. However, when you come to the search engine optimization class, we're going to tell you why it may not be advantageous to put it on your site and to actually have external blogs. One reason off the top of my head is because the most popular blogging software out there is WordPress, which runs on a Linux web server. Well, our web servers are Windows. So that automatically disqualifies WordPress. If they come out with a version for Windows, great, we'll get it. There are versions that run on Windows, but they're not as powerful as WordPress. We recommend WordPress. And because of some of the tips and techniques we're going to teach you in web search engine optimization 201, 301, 401, some of the more advanced classes, we're going to talk about WordPress blogs, how to set those up and possibly have multiple blogs on multiple topics that point back to your website and therefore pump up your website. So it's not always advantageous to actually have it on the site. There's pros and cons, and we're going to share those with you later on. But that's a great question.
All right. And Anne Marie says, thank you so much. Your information and content is awesome. Thank you very much, Anne Marie. We appreciate you appreciating it. Kurt says your calendar. Yeah, Kurt. The calendar here says the 4th, 5th, and 6th for the Super Smart training event is actually the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So it will be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dustin will make those changes to the calendar most likely tomorrow. But, yeah, it is the 4th, 5th, and 6th. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th, not the 4th, 5th, and 6th of April.
Yep, that's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event.
And Gus says, hey, check out my new video on YouTube I made for work and training, keyword Mattress Giant Gus. So type in Mattress Giant Gus and check out our customer Gus. Gus is down in South Florida. I hope it's nice and warm for you down there. And Tony.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid to check out Gus on a mattress. What's that all about? I'm looking forward to seeing Gus in the Hummer.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have told everybody. It might scare people. And Tony says, hey, Mike, long time no see. How are you doing, Tony? I am doing great. I hope you're doing the same. He went on and said, you don't have to say this question live. So, Tony, get in touch with me tomorrow. Give me a holler, and I'll answer you on that one. Awesome. And Gus, you're funny. And then, Kurt, you're very welcome. And that's all the questions that we have. So unless you have anything else to add, Dustin?
If you have additional questions, always just open a help ticket at supersmartsupport.com with the appropriate departments, such as website technical support or sales. If you have sales-related questions, just let us know. And that's a 24-hour help desk, and we'll get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah, just on closing, I will say this. For the Super Smart Optimization course, I have several webinars set up in the next couple of weeks, and I'm holding to that first 30 people discount kind of in a way to discourage more people because I want to keep it as one-on-one as we can. So join us next Tuesday for a very special webinar. I'm going to change it a little bit from the last one I did, if you saw our previous one on search engine optimization. And if it's for you, great. Let's have you on board. So I know everybody will learn a lot, and you will be noticed on the search engines, and you will get more leads. So, everybody, thank you very much for joining us. It's been wonderful. I love doing these for you guys. It makes a longer day for me, but I don't mind because you guys get some great information and all the great feedback. I appreciate it. If you have anything you'd like to say to me directly regarding the show or any ideas we can do for a future show, remember you can always go to supersmartsupport.com. And submit a ticket to events and teleseminars, I believe it is, and just let us know what you need to hear. Give us your feedback. We love to hear it.
And I'll make some closing remarks real quick. Thank you, everyone, for being here. Since you're on this call, you do get those two special discounts, the Google and, video and YouTube video upgrade for $50. Go to our website and use coupon code SEOVIDEO, all one word, right there on the homepage. And please be the first to sign up for our Search Engine Optimization 101 course. This is a 7-week webinar. You're going to learn this from the comfort of your armchair at home behind your computer and do all this online. You will have homework. You will get something out of this. You will get your sites to the top of the search engine, and we're going to help you do it. Once again, you can order that right off the homepage. You can register online, supersmartwebprofits.com. Mike's pointing to the link right now, and use coupon code Optimize, all one word, Optimize, and sign up for that event before we start announcing this to other outside parties. We want you guys, our customers, here. And this course is not just for real estate investors. So if you have friends with any business that they want to optimize online, their website, invite them to this event. Now, we'll be using real estate as examples, but this is good for a hair salon, a pet store, a mortgage broker, you name it,
travel agency.
It's good for everybody. But we will be using real estate as our example since most of our customers are real estate related. But please join us at this 7-week webinar. We'd love to have you here, have you there.
Just real quick before I leave, just make sure I don't have any other questions I'm not leaving out. And it looks like I got it all. So, again, thank you very much, everybody. God bless. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you all next Tuesday.
Good night, everyone, and God bless.